This is Dr. Nidhi carrying a consultation on Lakisha, L-A-K-I-S-H-I-A, middle initial cell, last name is Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, date of birth is September 3, 1976, date of consultation is February 11, 2022, referring physician is Yuvraj, Y-U-V-R-A-J, last name is Kamboj, K-A-M-B-O-J. This for consultation is... I'm sorry, impression number one, abdominal pain and the constipation. Dash, a differential diagnosis includes a chronic idiopathic constipation versus irritable bowel syndrome, and dash, constipation predominant type, period. Other possibilities for constipation includes symptoms likely related to diverticulosis of the colon, dash, as seen during the colonoscopy on November 20, 2020, when the colonoscopy showed multiple non-bleeding diverticuli with mixed openings in the entire colon and worse in the sigmoid colon, period. The diverticulosis was of moderate severity, period. CT scan, I'm sorry, a CT angiography done on December 8, 2021, comma, again, which was meant for small intestine. Revealed the diverticulosis of the right colon, but no evidence of diverticulitis, period. It is likely that she may have multiple contributory factors for her constipation, dash, i.e. diverticulosis with a component of irritable bowel syndrome. Period, she is intolerant to linses, comma, which made her, quote, pass out, unquote. Period, polyethylene glycol makes her increase bloating, period. The wheat also causes increased abdominal bloating and stomach pain, period. Next point, rule out celiac disease. Next point, history of hepatic cyst. Next point, history of fatty liver. Next point, cells for supraendoscopy and colonoscopy and CT enterography. The findings were reviewed. Recommendations, number one, colase 100 milligrams BID. Next point, citrosol 1 tablespoon in 8 ounce water, Q-day to BID. Next point, high fiber diet. Next point, we'll hold off on linses for now since it made her, quote, pass out, unquote. Next point, labs ordered for the following studies, dash, i.e. C-reactive protein, comma, serological markers with tissue transglutaminase antibody, comma, alpha fetoprotein, comma, stool for H. pylori antigen, comma, amylase, comma, lipase, comma, serological markers to rule out hepatitis B and hepatitis C, period. Next point, FibroScan of the liver is being ordered with a history of fatty liver to obtain a baseline. Next point, unless otherwise indicated, follow-up appointment in 3 weeks' time, period. End of dictation. Thanks.